This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
Hello and welcome. My name is Matt Fisher, and I'm the project coordinator for the Project on Global Water Policy at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. This podcast is part of the Project on Global Water Policy's interview series. Today, we're joined by Dr. Winston Yu, Senior Water Resources Specialist at the World Bank and Professorial Lecturer in Energy, Resources, and Environment at the School of Advanced International Studies at Johns Hopkins University. Dr. Yu recently co-authored a book entitled Climate Change Risks and Food Security in Bangladesh, which addresses how climate change will affect Bangladesh's agricultural sector and the various steps that country can take to adapt to these changes. Dr. Yu, thank you for agreeing to speak with us about your recent work.
Sure, it's a pleasure to be here.
Before we discuss your recent work, I'd like to ask a few background questions. How did you get involved in researching the water sector? Why have you chosen to focus your research on South Asia? And what are the unique water challenges that region faces?
Well, I've always been interested in issues of the environment and problems with natural resource management. And perhaps I'm biased, but there's certainly no more important topic than that of water. And unfortunately, there's no resource more misallocated, abused, and misused than water. How I got working on South Asia was a little bit by chance. My original graduate work was looking at U.S. domestic issues, in particular looking at Superfund site issues and that of groundwater contamination. I had spent a summer as a researcher working on a World Bank project where I started to hear a little bit about problems of arsenic in Bangladesh. And so from there, that led to a long career focusing mostly on countries in South Asia. I think what's unique about South Asia and the challenges they face there is the geography. It is one of the most variable and uncertain climates in the world. Many of these countries deal with monsoons, and so the issue here is sometimes you've got too much water and other times you have too little water, and this poses an extreme challenge for our countries in South Asia.
Now, regarding your recent work, could you please outline the challenges that Bangladesh faces regarding its water and agricultural sectors, and how will climate change affect those sectors?
Well, I think first, water and agriculture are, of course, very closely linked to each other. In fact, how good of a flood you have will in many ways determine how good of an agricultural year you have. Similarly, if you have an enormously large flood that cannot be managed, this has negative consequences in the agriculture sector. So water and agriculture are intimately linked. I think the challenge that Bangladesh faces is in managing this uncertainty, in trying to predict what the year's floods will look like and making the necessary adjustments as required. On the agriculture sector side, there certainly is no shortage of areas where improvements can happen. For instance, if you go and visit an experimental station, you'll find that they're growing 3 to 4 times the yield than what is actually observed in the field. And so this discrepancy between what is technically possible and what is actually happening, I believe, is a major area of concern. And so this really requires us to dig further into supporting research in the ag sector and supporting extension services. How will climate change affect? Well, I think climate change will affect in a number of ways. Keep in mind that there is certainly a lot of uncertainty. First of all, climate change will affect these extreme events, perhaps make them larger and perhaps make them more frequent. Climate change will affect sea level rise, and it's currently already the coastal areas of Bangladesh face enormous risks from salinity, storm surges, and cyclones. Climate change also, as we know, because it because the projections are talking about increases in temperatures, we know that there's a relationship between temperatures and yield. So these three things, I think, which are there's quite a bit of uncertainty, all have the potential to seriously affect the agriculture sector.
Now, in light of the impacts that climate change may likely have on those sectors, what does adaptation mean in relation to water and climate? And in what ways has Bangladesh been successful in adapting to the challenges it faces?
Well, I think there is no better example of a country that has had to, out of necessity, to adapt to climate than Bangladesh. If we put climate change aside for the moment, as I said, this is one of the most vulnerable countries to floods, droughts, and other water-related disasters. And so out of necessity, Bangladesh over the last three, 4 decades has had to adapt and is actually doing quite well in many regards. As an example, let me share with you, look at Bangladesh's ability to forecast floods. Look at its current ability to prepare and to warn its communities in relationship to incoming storms and tidal surges. So these are things that Bangladesh has already been doing and has been actively engaged with. Moreover, if you look at the agriculture sector and you look at the different types of crops, whether it's saline-resistant seeds for rice or flood-tolerant type of crops, again, out of necessity, Bangladesh has had to adapt. So the good news here in Bangladesh is that many of the adaptation measures we often talk about are, in some respects, things that farmers and the government should be doing anyways and are doing.
Great. So building on that success then, moving forward, what adaptation measures should Bangladesh implement? And what is the World Bank doing to help implement those measures?
I think one of the main areas where we can see more is certainly related to the agriculture sector. As I noted earlier, the comparison between what is technically possible versus what we observe in the field, there is an enormous gap, factor of 3-4 difference. And so we know that there are parts of Bangladesh where they have tried new cropping approaches, new seeds, better timing of inputs, and so forth. What we would like to see is more of that happening throughout the country. And this requires, as I said, strengthening research services, getting universities more involved with the agriculture departments, and improving upon the extension services. What the bank is currently doing, as you may know, there is currently a multi-donor trust fund to support adaptation efforts in Bangladesh. And one of the activities under that multi-donor trust fund will be to directly address these questions in the agriculture sector. On the water side, in terms of adaptation, there's always room for improvement in terms of flood forecasting and flood management. Bangladesh has invested heavily on the infrastructure side and has also invested heavily in terms of the technical capacity to do better with its flood forecasts. Certainly more can be done, and in the context of climate change, where there will be increasingly more uncertainty introduced, this makes these types of initiatives even more important.
Now, in your opinion, do you think lessons from Bangladesh could apply to other nations in South Asia? And could those lessons be applied in other regions of the globe?
I think Bangladesh is a great example of a country that has, within its own government departments, built up capacity to do flood warnings and do flood forecasting. In fact, as an anecdote, I recall at one point in time a team from Bangladesh being sent to other places in the world to train other countries on how to do forecasting. So a remarkable achievement. And as I said, out of necessity, Bangladesh has had to innovate on these different approaches. And so there are certainly lots and lots of lessons that can be applied globally, especially in deltaic environments, especially in environments where you have a tremendous number of active rivers, as you do in Bangladesh, and especially in areas where you have floods, droughts, and cyclones.
Now, one question on a related topic. Could you please discuss the role that water plays in the global climate change agenda? How could advocates elevate the status of water issues in international climate negotiations?
Well, I think if you're going to talk about mitigation on the climate change agenda, you have to deal with energy. And of course, if you're going to talk about adaptation, which is what many of the countries in the developing world are most interested in, you have to talk about water. So in some sense, water is already on the climate change agenda. I think the main issue is actually getting the countries in the developing world to streamline these issues across a variety of sectors. If you look currently, climate change is typically dealt with by departments of environment, which in many cases tend to be the weakest or the weaker of the departments within the government bureaucracies. And so how do you get these overarching issues, water and the implications of climate change on water, as part of the discussion with transport people, with the energy people, agriculture, livelihoods, so forth and so forth? So I think the main issue is not so much elevating it in terms of climate negotiations, but ensuring that our countries that we work with in the developing world give it the importance and understand the implications of water and climate change across a broad spectrum of departments.
Thank you for such informative answers, and thank you for your participation.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure being here.